spend this hour in our favorite mood. Shall we do that? Is that a deal?
Yeah.
Spend the hour in our favorite mood.
What is our favorite mood? Frisky?
Chilly.
Silly?
Yeah, right.
Serious?
Yeah, right. Okay.
Saucy.
So Roberta and Jennifer are not going to like this. And this is why it's going to be fun for us, Richie.
Why?
Not so much fun for them.
We're going to pick on girls.
Well, I'm not sure.
It doesn't do me very good at home.
By the way, Chef Louie is not around this week. Like everybody else, vacation. August, get it in. Richie's gone next week. Jennifer's gone next week. Mm-hmm. Roberta and I are here. And so life goes on. There is a study that has found that women are more likely to get into accidents with other women, even though females drive fewer miles than men do. Study done this summer at the University of Michigan. It studied, actually, a number of millions of car crashes. The source of many tense discussions around the kitchen table, if not the late-night shows, the comedy stuff, finding that an inordinate number of accidents happen when women are at the wheel of both vehicles.
I fully admit that I'm a terrible driver.
You are.
Why do you admit that? Why do you think you're a terrible driver?
I don't think I'm the worst driver.
Are you not paying attention?
I'm easily distracted. I don't know how to parallel
park. Oh, is that
park.
A shoe store?
They put me in New York City, and I am a superstar driver. Yeah. I've driven there so many times, and I'm good. You don't have to look in your rearview mirror. It's fun. Because it keeps me engaged. Driving in L.A., I get bored.
Yeah.
All right, how many accidents have you had in your life, Jennifer?
Accidents? Only one. And that was actually not even my fault. Someone ran a stop sign. So I guess
someone
I'm not that
was
bad.
The person involved in the accident with you, another woman?
It was a man, and he was such a jerk.
Really?
Mm. He ran a stop sign and ran into me.
And it was your fault.
And he was so mean.
You got to post this somehow or other. You got to post this on Facebook.
Okay.
All right. Women on women accidents. Because we have more women on Facebook commenting on our stuff than men, right?
Yeah, most of the time.
Okay. So I'm looking at this study in detail.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Fellow's a research professor. Says that there are a lot of human factors in accidents. He gets hired by the Institute of Public Safety or something like that. Another one of these think tanks. Does one of these studies every year. Different angle. This year was, the women and women thing. And 36% of accidents are female to female. Of all accidents. So here's the question for Facebook, Jennifer. Are men better drivers than women?
You want me to put that on Facebook?
I absolutely want you to put that on Facebook.
That's a great Facebook.
Absolutely want you to put that on Facebook. 800-510-8255. Intersections are particularly troubling for women. They often T-bone. What is that? Where did that expression come from, Richie?
I suppose T-bone. T-bone. That's what that man did to me.
Yeah. Right, is when one car hits you.
Side. Right
direct,
side.
Hits your side directly in the middle.
Yeah. Now, let's see here. The problem, this fellow says, in part, his research suggests that women are height-challenged. Women are short, and they can't see out of the window.
Oh, please. I'm 5'10". Back off with that.
I don't think so. I'm 5'7". I see just fine.
That's a load. Starting in the 80s, manufacturers started redesigning. I remember this was a big deal when I was in the car business.
Yeah.
Started redesigning cars just for this specific reason.
Because women are small?
Well, for height. I mean, they had always designed a car for somebody 6 foot.
Yeah.
Then they started designing cars for, anybody who was anywhere from 5 foot to 6 foot two.
Mm-hmm.
And, that's why you get, your seats move up and down. You have the telescoping and tilt wheel. You have more, glass around the car. The dashes were redesigned. The hood, the slope of the hood. All kinds of things were redesigned to give people who were whatever size, especially shorter, the ability to be able to see all the way around the car.
So the big, there have been redesigns. So there's more glass. There are fewer blind spots today than
there were. But your seats go up where they never used to be able to. Yeah. Your steering wheel comes back and goes up and down.
It looks to me like the manufacturers are acknowledging that they need to have more visibility.
Yeah, absolutely.
Acknowledging that women are smaller, or some people are smaller, the seats have to go up higher, that sort of thing. But there's more glass. Most cars,
they have redesigned cars because women are terrible drivers.
Look at the cars today.
No reaction.
Look at, of course, they're sitting there seething. Look at the cars today, how much more glass. I'm thinking about what the car, let's see, the first car I ever drove.
Think about those old Jeep Wagoneers that you used to buy.
Yeah, not a lot of glass in those.
Well, there's a lot of glass, but you think women could drive those cars? They were hard to reach the pedals.
Tony never drove went once.
Sure.
Never.
That was a tough vehicle to drive if you were 5'4", 5'5".
Well, I first drove a 1954 Chevy Bel Air with
another one.
Four on the column.
Seat to the pedal.
It's long.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
That's a tough car to drive. Now, what's the most popular vehicle on the roads? SUVs.
Yep. Plenty of visibility.
So they have redesigned, going from the Jeep Wagoneer, which it would be a tough car for anybody 5'2", 5'3", 5'4", even up to 5'5", to drive 20 years ago, to where it's the most popular style vehicle now because of this redesign.
Mm-hmm. It's a very interesting
Jeep
reality.
I used to own CJ7s. Never see women driving those.
No.
Now Jeep Wagoneers are the...
Well, if you do see them, you think they're hot.
Yeah.
There's something about women driving a Jeep. It's like a
they
woman driving a
the wheelbase.
Or they the made big it old trucks.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. The bigger the truck.
They totally redesigned all these cars.
You see
for
these
women.
Big trucks and these little women driving, or better yet, see a big truck and a big woman driving.
Sure.
That's more fun. Anyway, the University of Michigan study shows that crashes involving female drivers running into female drivers is higher than expected given the number of miles that women drive.
Who did this study again?
University of Michigan.
Okay.
All right. So, and in terms of new cars, are women thinking about this when they drive or when they choose? No. The women of the world are trying to buy smaller cars. They're thinking about fuel efficiency, that sort of thing, the pocketbook. Let's face it, folks, and this is not a criticism, but the reality is if you want something that's fuel efficient, it's going to be a tin can because the lighter it is, the more aerodynamic it is, the more it's going to be efficient.
I've told you my philosophy before. You save the planet. I'm saving my family.
Yeah. That's the thing.
Go ahead.
Now, I'll
spend the extra $100 a month if I have to.
There are forces at work that will require that engines be modified to put in SUVs or the SUVs be made lighter, but you're countering the real reason for having an SUV. Which, as Richie just said, the reason I buy and wouldn't haven't driven anything but SUVs since the days of the Wagoneer and the Jeep, the Jimmy, and all that stuff that I started driving in the 70s when Megan was a little girl, I want to see what's around me, I want to be above what's around me, and I want to be in something that's stronger than what everybody else is driving.
It's simple physics.
That's all.
The biggest hunk of metal wins.
Yep, right. I'm driving pickup trucks, drive Range Rovers, Jeeps. All of that stuff is what I've always...
I would never put my wife and kids in a Toyota Corolla.
No.
Never.
No. Is it what I want to drive?
They're great cars. They're nice cars.
I don't want to... I may not... I like driving the Rover, and I enjoy my pickup trucks, but I would rather, if I were really driving for fun, I would rather be driving a Bentley Turbo Convertible. I much rather drive. I only drove one of them once, and it convinced me, at the time I drove it, was the best production car that I've ever been in.
Yeah. Yeah, who can buy those?
I've been in a lot of cars. I've loved cars all my life. I've just gotten away from them now. But they are, the Bentley convertible, the turbos, are a wonderful car. But they cost $200,000.
Sure, yeah.
So who's going to be buying one
caveat.
Of those? Right, yeah, exactly. Who's going to be,
so here's my Facebook.
You make a payment of $200 a month, never mind $200,000. What, Richard?
Here's my Facebook post, and then Jennifer, you tell me how you've worded it. A new University of Michigan study has found that 45% of all traffic accidents are women-on-women accidents.
Mm-hmm.
Are men better drivers than women?
Yes!
Is that the question?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't think so. I'm a very good driver.
Yes.
Okay, see, maybe I'm woman. A better driver than I give myself credit for. Who knows? Yeah. I just think I'm terrible because I'm easily distracted. I know what I'm like inside the car, and my
you
mom
know, it really
is
a problem.
Are you a safe driver?
I have started to text message as I drive.
That's terrible.
It is really bad.
Yeah, you cannot do that.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Oh, no, no, no.
Put that phone down, dude.
Yep. Yesterday, Charlotte and I were driving down on the highways, and I'm looking up and looking at the text thing and back and forth.
It was not real close,
but it was unnerving.
I'm on Route 66 out of Washington, D.C. into Northern Virginia every single day.
Yeah.
And especially in the afternoon, not so much in the morning because traffic's moving along at a pretty good clip at 5:30 in the morning. But in the afternoon at 3, 4, 5 o'clock when I go in, it's stop-and-go traffic. Yeah. I cannot tell you how many people I pull up next to and they're looking down at their lap.
How many people are pulled over to the side of the road? The reason there's so much traffic is because these people are pulled to the side of the road because they bang into each other because they're not paying attention because they're on their cell phones doing the texting stuff. I recognize that. All right. I'm just telling you. I didn't say I was right.
I can't believe you were texting.
I know, isn't that? And I just got into texting, too. What, how much, 6 months ago?
I know. So you're not very good at it. So that means it's even worse than people who are good at it.
I don't know what it means. I'm not
I mean, it's hard
it.
For us older people to type.
I see. Thank you.
Those kids have, like, weird opposable thumb things that... tricks that
that's Jennifer Horn. She loves the e-foods. Richie loves the e-foods. Mm-hmm. Roberta, as soon as she gets some of the e-foods, she's going to love it. Everybody, after consideration, there is no doubt from anybody that I've heard from, no matter what the source, that they don't love these e-foods. And you can get some free at DougStephan.com. In the friend section of DougStephan.com, right-hand side of the homepage of DougStephan.com, some incredible food. It's healthy. It's well done. It lasts for 25 years. That's what, you know, this is really the thing that's very exciting. Healthy raw foods that have been dehydrated in a high vacuum, low temperature system that prevents this thing, these foods, from losing their pristine quality. It's an exciting process, and the food is exciting. One of the things that's so exciting, other than the fact that it tastes so good, is that it is so cheap. Never mind free food. If you buy in reasonable quantities, you can get, you know, what, 62, 64 cents?
Down to 67 cents.
A service, 67 cents?
Yep.
That's it. So check out the free food button at DougStephan.com. In the friend section, you'll see the gold. It says e-food on it, a little gold rectangle. Click on that and get yourself some free food. It's 20 past the hour on Good Day.
Newsbreak. I'm Bobby Owens. The traditional incandescent light bulb has been a household staple for over 100 years. But the common light bulb uses only 10% of its energy output for light and wastes the other 90% as heat. To spur the development of energy-efficient alternatives, the Department of Energy, DOE, launched the Bright Tomorrow Lighting Prize, or L Prize. Ed Crawford is General Manager of Lamps for Philips Lighting North America.
The L Prize represented an opportunity to innovate and develop an energy-efficient alternative to a product that's remained primarily unchanged for over a century. The fact that we are the first and only company capable of submitting a product and completing 18 months of rigorous testing, and that we either met or exceeded the DOE requirements in all categories, not only underscores our commitment to innovation and quality, it highlights our ability to bring meaningful leading technologies into the mainstream.
According to the DOE, an LED replacement for the 60-watt bulb could avoid 5.6 million metric tons of carbon emissions annually. For more, visit Philips.com. That's Newsbreak from Philips.
Energy, energy, and more energy. We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild Chagan birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have added two 24-foot Turtle Toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
From Japan today. Everybody ready? Japan has a new class of citizen called the herbivore man. A man who is not interested in sex, not interested in money. Herbivore men are in their 20s and 30s. They believe that friendship without sex can exist between men and women.
Oh, to be young and stupid again.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
So there are bars now that are being built around Japan that are catering to these men.
Hey, no sex and no money. I just built one of those clubs in my house.
Thank God it's Friday. You know, Fox, I have often paid for women worse than you. We know your type, and we admire your big American breasts. Don't worry about disease. In Czechoslovakia, I was cured many times.
This would be the Good Day theme song of the day. Love this, don't you?
Glad all over. Rick Huxley, born this day 1942. Member of the Dave Clark Five, Bits and Pieces, another one of their big songs. They were supposed to be a counter in England to the Rolling Stones, and they really weren't. But they were popular.
They were more poppy, yeah.
Yeah, they were. It was a pop group, for sure. So happy birthday to Mr. Huxley. Next up is Lonnie Anderson.
Baby. WKRP.
Was born this day 1945 in WKRP in Cincinnati. She also starred as Jane Mansfield in the movie about Jane Mansfield's life. She was in a TV show called Nurses, I think, too, wasn't she? Remember that?
Yeah, for a short time.
She was in Nurses, yeah.
Played Jennifer. She was married for a while. Did she ever marry Burt Reynolds?
Burt Reynolds. She was
married to him.
I thought she did.
I think she did. Yeah. Okay. But she had all of the right stuff, it would appear, as it were. You know how
two of the right things, at least.
I certainly.
Her hair was too perfect, though.
Yeah, her hair was great.
And I have to tell you, I was always more of a, what was her name, Bonnie?
Bailey?
Bailey.
Are you serious? I always was a Jennifer, and she had my name, so that really means.
Yeah, but I was a Bailey
kind of guy. All right, next up on the birthday list is Rick Derringer, but he changed his name to Rick Derringer.
Really?
Yep. He started out with the McCoys, became a big record producer. He wrote this song, and I have told this how many times on the air? The first words ever uttered. As a matter of fact, Richie, if we go back to the beginning of it, let me see if I can recreate the first words I ever uttered on the radio.
All right, well, now I got to do it from the beginning then.
Barely 18 years of age. Ladies and gentlemen, no, I didn't start that way.
Stop.
I started, no, I didn't. I didn't start.
All right, let's try it again. You ready? Remember what you said?
Yeah.
Okay.
Here's a group from America. They're called, because all the music at the time was English. Wait a minute. Let's start over again. One more time.
This is why you're in talk radio.
Yeah, that's probably right. Okay. This is a group from America called the McCoys. They are from Ohio, and this is Hang On Sloopy.
Okay, you hit the post, but it was a little dry.
I was the first thing I ever said on the radio.
Were you scared?
I had to change my underwear.
I think it was probably a little bit more like this. And this is a group from America. What's a Boston accent? Say with a Boston accent.
You sound like you're
from Say with a Boston accent. Yeah.
I can't even do my Boston accent.
We park your car. Sometimes you do.
American. I can't do
this group parks their cars in the parking lot.
All right, next up on the birthday list is Samantha Sang.
She sang what?
Sang Emotion. Born to say 1953. 58 today. Eddie Ojeda is the guitarist for Twisted Sister.
Oh boy.
We're not going to take it.
No, we're not.
56 today. Happy birthday to him. Maureen McCormick was Marsha in the Brady Bunch.
Marsha.
Here's a story.
Yeah, Wednesday, 1956. Pat Smear, guitarist for the Foo Fighters at 52 today.
Bummer of the West.
Happy birthday to him.
Members only, not really.
You're funny.
Well, let's get down to a definition of the word exclusive. It's like the old Groucho Marx line that you would never join a club that would have me as a member. Well, guess what? All of these sites will have you as a member.
You go online and basically sign up. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. AARP's travel ambassador Peter Greenberg says private online travel sales can save you money.
Based on what your individual affinity is, what you're interested in, either by destination or price, one site is called JetSetter.com, a great name. You have to be invited by an existing member, but that takes about 2 seconds.
They have sales every week. How about a room at the Plaza Athenae in New York for $200 a night? You've saved $500. Other members-only websites include Luxury Link and Sneakaway. You probably already have friends who will invite you in. And don't forget Roulala. For that one, you just sign up. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
I'm in the I need cordless cutting shears to finish this vent work business.
At Granger, we know what business you're in.
I'm in the if you can help my business, then you'll get my business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call clickgranger.com or stop by one of our branches. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Who's your favorite Good Day staff member? Get more info, read their blogs, or connect with them on the team page at DougStephan.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. All other whey proteins are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is now the standard by which all other whey protein powders can be measured. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67 and installs in minutes on any door. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress. Get the Door Sentinel at SentinelSecurityGroup.com or call 678-648-6757. The Door Sentinel, always on guard for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Past the hour of the Good Day Show. Jennifer and I are still cracking up at her comment. We were just doing the birthday segment, and from the Foo Fighters, the guitar player, Pat Smears, celebrating his birthday today. So Jennifer obviously comes out with the obvious joke, Pat Smears, his brother.
Yeah.
So we're thinking, what mother would name her son Pat Smears?
Yeah, it's just rude.
It's cool.
Child abuse.
So I got to look it up.
Hey.
The guy's name, his born given name is George Ruthenberg.
Is that Pat Smear?
He changed his name
to Pat Smear. So now the question goes from what mother would name her son Pat Smears to what idiot would name himself Pat Smears?
Pat Smear.
All right.
Real lady killer.
Let's move on for that.
Oh, my goodness.
800-510-8255, 34 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Let everything fly.
Scoot
the
down
arguments
on the table.
About women and their causing traffic accidents. We've got a lot of response to that on Facebook. I have some Doug Steffens material here, Doug at DougSteffens.com. And then, of course, we have others like CJ, who is in Roseburg, Oregon. CJ, welcome to Good Day. How are you doing, sir?
Very fine, Doug. Something you said earlier resonated with me. A little different than women behind the wheel. It's the car that's causing some of the problems.
The smaller cars.
Well, just cars in general. Here's my pet peeve. I volunteer teach the driver safety program for AARP, so I'm in constant contact with seniors and their problems, and I'm watching the news and noting what's going on. You remember the gentleman in Santa Monica some years back who mowed down?
Not long ago. Yeah. I think it was two or three years ago. He plowed into the Third
More
Street
nabby,
Promenade,
yeah.
89
yeah.
years old. It was a Buick. I remember it like it was yesterday.
Exactly. Now, what was the problem? Why did he have that problem?
It had to do with the pedals, and his foot slipped off of one pedal, or he thought he was on one pedal and he was on another, something like that.
Well, the problem is for most older people, it's very difficult to get the right foot off of the accelerator and onto the brake. They think they're on the brake, they go back down on the accelerator.
Well, not to be driving if that's the case.
Well, if that's the case, but why put people to this task?
Well, how are you going to drive? How are you going to accelerate the car or put your foot on the brake without brakes and accelerator?
Very simply. What we're dealing with is a holdover from 100 years ago. You're a car guy like me.
Yep.
Figure it out. The reason why they have these pedals there is because They had linkages 100 years ago. They had no way of dealing with getting...
Now, because everything's electronic, we could use our hands. Is that what you're suggesting?
That's it. I drove a car that was fitted for a handicapped person using hand controls. It was real easy. I ride a motorcycle. I don't know if you do, but you have hand controls that essentially operate it.
Yes.
So it's not difficult. And as you go from car to car, the pedals are all different. And you needed foot control on a brake when you had standard brakes 100 years ago and all the way up to 50 years ago, but not now.
Yeah, you know, I've never thought about it.
To you, talk about this, it sort of challenges all. I'm thinking, okay, how would I get into a truck? I have an International 4700 that I have on a trailer that I used to haul stuff around. And I actually like driving it. It's the tallest thing that we have, and it's an automatic transmission. And I don't normally have automatic transmissions in my truck. It just happened to be that that's what I found. And I'm driving this around and thinking, okay, I can see everything, which is good. But I'm now trying in my mind to imagine if I don't have something to do with my feet, because I've been driving since I was 8 years old. And your feet are what do most of
your work.
You don't
even think about it.
However, now here's the way that flies in the face of reality. When it comes to the tractors, all of the tractors have throttles that are normally on what amounts to the dash. Even though you can't have a foot throttle, most of the time, if I'm driving, for example, I'm going to go mow hay for 4 or 5 hours this afternoon, I'll set the throttle at 5,600 RPM, and I'll leave it there. So I don't. My foot's not on the throttle that I have on the platform of the tractor. It's just set. And I need the clutch. I'd have to use the clutch. But we have a hand clutch. Some of the old tractors, you may remember this. I had an old Minneapolis Moline.
Oh, yeah. I used to have one of those.
Yeah, I'm sure you did. 1943 Minneapolis Moline didn't have a clutch, a foot clutch. It had a hand clutch.
Well, like
and
a motorcycle.
Many of the old cars. Yeah. I mean,
like a motorcycle.
Think about the Model T. Where was the accelerator on the Model T?
It was on the column.
Steering wheel.
On the
column. It was on the steering column.
Yeah, the same
your
as
right
the
hand
tractors.
Operated it.
So, CJ, here's the question I have on the handicap equipped vehicles. How do you turn the steering wheel and accelerate or brake at the same time? Where is
not difficult. You've got one hand doing one thing and one hand doing the other. Actually, do you know what the big cruise ships use now to move? Joysticks.
Yes.
Yeah, some of the new planes use joysticks as well.
That's right. So the concept, the problem with feet are great at making gross movements. That's why they had to go to ABS brakes on vehicles, because people would jam the brakes on. On power brakes, you didn't need to jam them on. You just needed simple pressure.
So, CJ, do you see manufacturers coming out with a car built for seniors at some point?
There's enough demand, yes.
Well, I mean,
it'll be called the Oldsmobile.
But they don't make them anymore.
Good.
They don't make Oldsmobiles.
You are correcting yourself today.
That's good.
So,
Olds is an orphan.
CJ, I mean, we're looking at the generation. What is it? The generation, the greatest generation, not the greatest generation, but they're all hitting senior status.
That's right. The boomers.
I can see the
boomers.
Thank you.
I'm a war baby, so I'm a little older than the boomers. But they're starting to hit senior status, and when it comes, it's going to come as a large group. And I'm saying there's no need to have foot pedals in cars anymore. I think they've talked about doing away with these types of controls back in the 50s, but people were so accustomed to them that nobody wanted to make that transition. So now we're stuck with an ancient technology, and nobody wants to break out of it.
Yeah, that's tough.
Like anything else having to do with change, CJ, thank you for the call.
Yes, sir.
888, what am I giving 888 for? 800-510-8255, 20 minutes before the hour. Okay, so you want to do your Facebook comments on women drivers. Richie sort of set this up. There's two different questions floating around Facebook. Jennifer has the more objective one.
Yes.
But then
that's
Richie has done his pejorative thing. So go ahead. You do yours first, Jen.
All right. So we asked on Facebook if men are better drivers than women. Kim said absolutely not. Davina says, yes, men are better drivers. And Kim went back on to say that she could drive circles. She kind of threw out a challenge. She said she could drive circles around any man. And, yes, Rich, that means you.
Wow.
And then Maria Elena said, all you need is to look at the statistics. There's a reason insurance premiums for men are higher. Good point, Mary Elena.
Mm-hmm.
The best comment I have on mine so far is Karen says, probably because men aren't breaking apart sibling disputes three rows back, planning dinner, or running to the store at 11 p.m. to get poster board for the kid who needs it for the next morning, even though he was given the assignment 4 weeks ago. Ha!
Ha!
So,
ha!
We're throwing this out. They're throwing down the gauntlet.
All right, here we go. The Irishman responds, how do they get cars in the kitchen?
Nice.
Matt says, women's visual processing skills tend to be poorer than men. For example, how many men do you know who can't read a map? What about women? In my experience, it's been harder to find a woman that can read a map than can't.
I can read a map.
I can read a map. I'm really good at reading maps.
I'm just telling you this
really
guy's
good at everything.
Yeah. Let's see here. I have some female friends that are an accident waiting to happen when it comes to driving. They end up in minor traffic accidents all the time. They don't seem to be very aware of the surrounding traffic and big traffic picture while they are driving. Here's Max who writes, take away all the accident stats. I don't care about any of that. I get that men are more aggressive drivers and therefore get into more accidents.
It's true. That's right.
So men are more. This guy thinks men are
definitely
more aggressive.
And
they get into more accidents.
Sure.
Let's see here. Pretty obvious to me. Young blondes are the worst.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
I don't know
if I can be young anymore.
How about old blondes?
They obviously are being watched by everything around them.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
It's
here.
A great way to meet people when you're stuck in traffic. By the way.
Nancy writes, just an observation. When I see a car driving, usually slowly on the highway or a little erratically on local streets, and I approach the vehicle to pass or get away from it, it's either a senior or a woman on a cell phone. Let's see here. Toe Jam writes, are you kidding me?
Toe Jam?
Are you kidding me? Why do women have a higher accident rate? Cell phones, cell phones, cell phones. Take a look around you while you're sitting at an intersection. You'll find that men drivers are primarily driving. The female drivers are primarily yakking.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm just pretending to yak. I'm actually singing. I take offense.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, there's lots of reasons.
I sometimes hold my phone up to my ear if I get caught singing in my car.
Really? I like singing in the car, frankly.
That's all I do.
Yeah. More often than not, I'm in
the superstar in the car.
Along to the radio? Yeah.
You are a superstar.
Sound really good.
Yeah. Another great American conversation on Good Day. It's 17 before the hour.
Juniors, rock Macy's back-to-school event for your Levi's. We've got them, only $34.99. How do you top that? With hot tees at $19.50, awesome hoodies for $24.50, and the cutest fashion tops $24.50 to $29.50. Plus, get to the heart of the new series Wendy and enter to win a trip to New York City and a $1,000 Macy's shopping spree. Just hit up M Style Lab on Facebook for details. That's the magic of Macy's.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Looking to shake up your family's dinner and bring some added excitement to summer meals? Author of the Kitchen Coach Cookbook Series and Culinary Ambassador Jennifer Bushman has tips to add flavor.
Tapping into the flavor of summer is easy. Sometimes even a timeless staple like chicken needs some new inspiration. When I'm looking to put a twist on a favorite, I turn to Lowry's seasoned salt and marinades for uncomplicated, inspiring ideas. My trick is to update classics with lively flavor to make the old feel fresh and new.
And how can you make chicken more delicious?
A recent favorite of mine is grilled chicken pizza. I marinate the chicken in the new Lowry's original seasoned salt marinade to add a zing of sweet and savory spice to this dish. Then just add the grilled chicken slices to the pizza crust along with fresh vegetables and cheese. You can skip the oven completely by cooking your pizza right on the grill, giving it that great brick oven taste. It's ready in only 20 minutes.
This recipe and more can be found at Lowry's.com. I'm Lynn West.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once, literally. I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Yes, it's 13 before the hour. DougStephan.com today, the Freebie Friday deals. Check those out for the weekend. I made a comment, sort of a side, it was an offhanded comment earlier about Roberta glowing in the dark. That was just after I had seen and checked out the glow-in-the-dark shark, which is featured today at DougStephan.com. It's just something about the way that sounds, never mind how it looks. A glow-in-the-dark shark.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the shark is called a lantern shark. It does glow in the dark. Light affects, it sort of makes it invisible, in a sense. And therefore, it has become, and this is what this is an amazing testament to nature, to the God force, to whatever infinite intelligence. You know, any number of animals or beings in the whatever phyla they may be in, biologically, that create camouflage or ways. For example, I was in the garden yesterday picking tomatoes, and it wasn't until I looked very carefully that I saw this bug. The bug is exactly the same color as the tomato plant.
Sure, and they can switch around their color.
Right, sure. Yeah. So that you don't, you know, there are a lot of beings like that. That protect themselves. Apparently, this shark is one of those. Because it is able to cloak itself, it is shielded from predators, you know, like big sharks that would eat medium-sized sharks, kind of like old lawyers and, you know, middle-aged lawyers. So the Journal of Experimental Marine Biology is carrying the study, documenting the this shark's... mainly lives around Okinawa. The shark was confirmed to exist in the East China Sea as well. It has light-emitting organs called photophores that serve a lot of different functions. This is the most beneficial, though, because it keeps it protected from the other sharks that would eat it up. It's a small shark. So I think it's just amazing what we learn as you look at these things, and you wonder who's curious enough about this to look at it and find out the kind of information that we can glean. There's so much. You look at the textbooks in the world and all the things that have been studied and all the knowledge that we have created to this point, and when you realize that every year since the computer age began, the amount of accumulated knowledge has doubled. And, I mean, think about that. Over the history of mankind, in 1 year... Mm-hmm. The available knowledge doubles.
Sure.
It's amazing.
And
because,
you right. wonder who's
because
entering
back
all
then,
this
I
stuff.
Mean, they ride a horse around the world to be able to tell, you know, 100 other people or 1,000 other people.
Yeah. All right, our video of the day today is very cool as well. Take a look at the world's largest stop-motion film made on a camera phone. That's our video of the day. There's no audio that goes with it, but it's extraordinarily compelling. Another reason we try to populate the Good Day website with lots of things like this that are just fascinating that you may or may not have seen or that you can't see readily elsewhere. I find intriguing about this is that it you can do it yourself. It's a sort of a primer. It teaches you how to do this sort of thing yourself, in a manner of speaking. So very cool stuff at DougStephan.com. Don't forget to check out the water that was found on Mars. That's where you're going next, Roberta, right?
Mars, yes.
Mars, to Mars. You and I will be by ourselves on Monday, so we'll go to Mars together, holding hands.
Yeah,
I think so.
You can
start
with some other planet.
Yeah. Well, we should go to that.
Tweet from Mars.
51 after.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare by far and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightSideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightSideBen.com. That's www.BrightSideBen.com.
Hey, Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to SoupBeanSurvival.com.
SoupBeanSurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian? The number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at SoupBeanSurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit SoupBeanSurvival.com. That's SoupBeanSurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
A day when the closing bell at least meant the bleeding would stop. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. You want the grim numbers? Fine, here you go. The Dow plummeted 513 points yesterday, the worst single-day loss since 2008. It's also the worst 10-day period for the Dow in a few years. There were no cheers when that closing bell sounded. During the day, and certainly after the trading session ended, market analysts were coming out of the woodwork trying to explain what happened and predict what may happen next. Wall Street trader Ted Weisberg says there were overseas factors that led to this steep drop, a debt crisis that has engulfed Greece and now Italy. There's also all the negative economic news we've had recently, along with an expected troubling jobs report due out today. Weisberg says in the face of all of this, some investors have just given up.
Folks have just kind of thrown the towel in. I mean, it's a combination of reasons that got them to this point. So much of the stock market is based on psychology and clarity, and right now the psychology is very negative. And there is no clarity.
Weisberg adding the recent debt ceiling debate certainly didn't help matters. Is there any good news to chew on?
The second quarter earnings have actually been very good, if not excellent. But it's just not enough to overcome the negative psychology as a result of all the economic problems, both in the U.S. and internationally.
Now, as bad as the market numbers appear to be, Barra's associate editor Mike Santoli provides some context for yesterday's losses.
The market doubled off the low in 2009, and right now we're down 3 or 4% year-to-date in the market. It's not yet something that is going to necessarily raise a lot of people's blood pressure.
Yeah, but tell that to investors and traders who seem to have all the blood drained from their faces yesterday. As for today, some experts are saying we may dip even further with that aforementioned jobs report coming out. Others are looking for a rebound. We'll see. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our looking fine discount, a discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a looking fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Coffee, please.
Phyllis, what's that spring in your step? Are you in love?
In love with Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. My feet feel fantastic.
What?
The Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Kiosk at Walmart. It measures and analyzes your feet, then recommends the custom fit orthotic that's best for you.
Sounds expensive.
No way. They're a great deal.
Hey, get that guy his coffee. I'm off to Walmart.
Go to Walmart.com and search Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics for a kiosk nearest you. Savings versus other custom orthotics insert brands sold at retail.
Wall Street, those numbers again. The Dow plummeting 513 points yesterday to 11,384. A 60-point drop for the S&P. NASDAQ down 137. Oil prices also tumbled nearly 6%, losing over $5 a barrel to $86.92. There's hope on the horizon for thousands of furloughed FAA workers. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says a deal has been struck to end the stalemate involving the FAA. Congress expected to vote on this deal today in Washington, although they are technically on recess. Susan Ordonoff works for the FAA. She's gone 2 weeks without a paycheck, and she's fed up.
I think Congress has failed every single person that is sitting at home right now when we very easily could be working. I do not understand why we aren't.
Congressional leaders have been under growing pressure to resolve this House-Senate dispute over an FAA authorization bill. Once again, it looks like this issue is on its way to being resolved. Couple of closing notes. Both are celestial in nature. We start with this. Water. It's as simple as this. If you have water, then there is at least the possibility of life. And a NASA probe that has been circling Mars for more than 5 years has uncovered evidence of liquid water on the red planet.
We have followed the water, and we have found repeated and predictable evidence suggesting water flowing on Mars.
Water flowing on Mars, says NASA's Michael Meyer. Scientists believe it's salty water seeping through parts of the planet. More data is being collected to confirm the findings. But yes, this is a big deal. Water on Mars would make human exploration of Mars much more practical, especially if you get there and you feel you need a shower. Finally, let's talk about the moon. Scientists are suggesting that more than 4 billion years ago, our moon was shadowed by a smaller moon. And at some point, they collided. And subsequently merged, which would explain why our moon is a bit lopsided and why one side is much rockier than the other. You know, maybe this is where we're heading with Congress. Republicans and Democrats colliding and then merging. What would a merged John Boehner and Nancy Pelosi look like?
Jeez, talk about science fiction.
I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
Save big during the PetSmart Power Sale. You'll find great deals on thousands of items when you use your Pet Perks card. Save $4 on all varieties of Beneful dog food in 31.1-pound bags. And save up to $10 on select dog and cat flea and tick treatments. Plus, get 35.5-ounce cans of Friskies cat food for only $15, excluding indoor selects. Don't miss our biggest sale of the year, going on now at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, sale ends August 21st.